The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Is that, did I hear
Well, I was born at a party in a barn with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long. Me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
All right, we're going hog wild tonight. Let's get down. Let's get wild. Let's go hog wild, and let's let the smoke roll. Chris Chadwick right here for BBQSuperstars.com, BSPN. We are in the house live for another episode of Let's Talk Smoke, 2 hours of action-packed barbecue talk. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Give me a big old hell yeah. Hell yeah. The number to call tonight, 347-202-0263, that is the number to call. Put it in your phone, program it, save it, memorize that number. Put it on speed dial, that is the number to call every night of the week. From Sunday night to Friday night, we have got barbecue superstars from across the country talking barbecue. Call in, get on board, light the fire, and let's talk some smoke. Barbecue is what it's all about. We have a great time. We've got some awesome personalities, some great people call in, talk barbecue, passionate about barbecue. The passion of barbecue will definitely set you free. All right, get this show started. Let's get it on the go. We're talking comps tonight. We're talking whatever you need to do to get ready for a barbecue competition. Because this is Wednesday, Thursday rolls around. A lot of people are rolling down Thursday night or early Friday morning, getting ready to get set up for big comps all over the country. We're going to Tupelo, Mississippi. Don't Be Cruel Barbecue Duel. 100 of the best KCBS teams around is going to be there. So let's for sure talk about it. I don't care if you're in the East Coast, West Coast, North, South, East, West. It doesn't matter to me. So let's talk barbecue. That is what it's all about. We've got a lot of things to talk about tonight. I do want to give a shout-out to my sponsors. Man, you know what I'm talking about. Everybody knows what you're talking about when you talk sponsors. Be thankful for you, for the sponsors you have, for the sponsors that are sponsoring other teams. You know, they're part of this sport also. They help make this sport grow. So we definitely got to thank them, shake their hand, tell them you appreciate them, and wish them the very best, support their products, spread the word, because that's what it's all about. BarbecueSuperstars.com is a kick killer website, full of information, full of barbecue information. Anything you need to know, anything you want to learn, is right there at BarbecueSuperstars.com. There is a shop zone there, a meat store, products, anything you need, that is your access. Products, meats, information, cooking techniques, live barbecue show every morning of the week, coverage of major barbecue competitions across the country. I can just go on and on and on. Daryl Mast, Mr. Barbecue Superstar himself, BSPN, Barbecue Superstar Sports Network. I'm telling you, that is the hardest working barbecue media man in the business right there. Give Daryl Mast a big shout out. And thank you, Daryl, for all you do for barbecue. That's what we're all here for, to support barbecue, to spread the word. These guys that own these restaurants, cooking barbecue every day, all the teams that are out there competing every weekend. Everybody that's in the barbecue industry, give them a big old hell yeah, pat on the back, thank you, and support them. It's just amazing how fast this sport is growing. Got to give a shout out to all my sponsors. We're going to recognize Green Mountain Grills tonight. If you're in the market for a pellet cooker, be sure to go to greenmountaingrill.com, your local barbecue store. Whoever carries that product, check it out. Mention my name, send them an email. After you purchase your grill, you will get a grill cover free, absolutely free. Just mention Chris Chadwick, and you will get a grill cover. So if you're in the market for an awesome pellet cooker, a great addition to any barbecue arsenal, greenmountaingrills.com is the place to go. Check them out, mention my name, get a free grill cover. So there you go, guys. GreenMountainGrills.com. Also, I want to give a big shout-out to Frontier Charcoal. That is the new official charcoal of Hall County Cookers. The Chris Chadwick Show, Frontier Charcoal. Grab your bag. 20-pound, comes in 20-pound lump charcoal bags. It's available at Lowe's. It's exceptional charcoal. I'm taking it to Tupelo this weekend. We're going to let the smoke roll with Frontier Charcoal and lay the hammer down, let the smoke roll, and hopefully be the last name called. Yes, sir, that's what I'm talking about. We're all going. That's what we all go for. We all go for to get those calls and those categories and hear your name last. Yes, sir, we all want it. I wish all of you the very best. I'm going to give it my 110%. We're going to have a big time. Every competition, you get excited, you get pumped up about it. There's a million and two things to do for it. You go and make a checklist, but every time you go through down that checklist, there's always something else you think you need. You wind up taking everything, including the kitchen sink. I'm telling you, sometimes we need that too. So what are some of the things that you carry to a competition that you absolutely have to have? And I want to hear about some things that you carry to a competition that you don't need. Number to call, 347-202-0263. We would love to hear from you tonight. We are trying to get this chat room up. We'll have it up and running. Can't wait, guys. Just join in on the chat. We'll talk. We'll chat. We'll try to cover all our grounds tonight. All four categories, we're going to knock them out. Also, have to give a big shout-out to some of my returning sponsors, Junior's Rough the Grub, Junior Reyes, Up in Smoke Competition Barbecue Team, have the Dynamite Rub, Junior's Rough the Grub. Look him up on Facebook, roughthegrub.com. Get in touch with Junior. He will fix you up with some awesome rub. Good for chicken. They use it on brisket, pork butts, ribs, shoulders. It don't matter. It's good on all of it. Juniors are up for grub. Also have to give a big shout-out to one of my new sponsors. That's Country Boy Wood Pellets. You know, if you've got a pellet cooker, Green Mountain Grills has awesome pellets. They have two different blends. They have a hardwood blend, and they have a fruitwood blend. Well, Country Boy Wood Pellets has a solid hickory blend, a solid oak blend. They have all types of hardwood blends. Well, not blends, but solid, straight hickory, straight oak. They've got solid hardwood flavors. Get in touch with Country Boy Wood Pellets right there on Facebook. You can look them up. Real easy to get in touch with them. Tell them Chadwick sent you, and they'll tell them what you're going to get. Also, another new sponsor this year, Talk Texan Barbecue. Philip has a brisket injection, a pork injection, and some Dynamite rubs. I mean, he has seven, I believe it actually is, seven flavors of rubs. Man, they are all, they've all got the flavor. They've all got some spot-on heat. They've got some good saltiness to them. I mean, he's got chicken rubs. He's got beef rubs. He's got pork rubs. Talk Texan Barbecue. Check them out and try them out. Get you a sample. He can hook you up. He can fix you up, no doubt. We've got so many things going on. I know it's been wide open all week. This past week, you know, big KCBS event, San Marcos, Texas, right there at the National Barbecue Association Conference. Daryl Mass, Barbecue Superstars, BSPN, was there live covering all the action, interviewing a lot of barbecue talents and the greats in the business. They were all there. He had John Rees co-hosting of Smokin' X Nation Thursday Night Radio Show host. Awesome job. Angela, you had Angela backing them up, telling them what to do, and she took care of them. She made it happen. So, guys, go to Barbecue Superstars. You can watch some of that. Watch it all, different people, different segments of different interviews with people. A lot of great information right there. YouSuperstars.com. Check it out. I can just ramble and ramble on and on and on. We just have such a great time here. We have a lot of great guys that call in. Usually the second hour and about 30 minutes into the show, we start taking callers. Number to call is 347-202-0263. Y'all know the number. You know the story. That's what it is. Let's see if we can get this chat room up. Maybe it's going to work tonight, guys. I'm sure it will. But we do have all kinds of wonderful sponsors this year. Also, we've got Daigle's Barbecue Sauce, which is a phenomenal brand. It's more like a gourmet sauce. He has several brands in the line. Cajun sweet and sour, a sweet and sour spicy, a sweet habanero rib sauce, which is fire. Very good. A Cajun sweet pecan garlic sauce, a sweet applewood jalapeno, a Cajun grilling blend, and he also has a great hot sauce. I really enjoy it. And that is CajunSweetAndSourSauce.com. Check that out. Look it up. You can also see it right here on Facebook at Dable's Barbecue Sauce. Mention my name on a $30 order or more and get 15% off. So there's another promo code, Chadwick. Just remember these promo codes. I mean, they're good. Just order you some product, try it out. You will not be sorry. And I guarantee you will enjoy that sauce. Very good product. Very good product. Also, we have so many things going on right now. I mean, it is crazy. But we do have to go on and give all our shout-outs to all our sponsors because, guys, without sponsors, it makes it more difficult, and I'm so thankful to have them. You got to think about GrillGrate.com, MeatRake, MeatRake.com, also Cook Shack. Go to Cook Shack and look at their website. Very extensive. Awesome flavors there. Got a lot of great things going on at CookShack.com. And I have to welcome in one of my newest sponsors, Sweet Smoke Q Juice. That is some fine stuff out of Florida right there. You've got to try it out. Go to the website, go to the Facebook page, check it out. Sweet Smoke Q is my newest sponsor. Got to welcome him in. I'm just so thankful to have all these guys. They've got some product, different territories, different locations, different regions. You've got different flavor profiles, and it's very important to try some of that because you can introduce that into a new area and just rock their world and get some calls, and that's what it's all about, guys. So we've got some phenomenal products, sponsors here. We've got some great products that they're kicking out every day, winning with. So, I mean, they're getting calls with these products. Bottom line, guys, just you got to get it, got to try it out, execute, consistency, execute, and turn it in, make it right, and you will get a call. Okay, guys, chat room is up. Yes, sir, I've got the chat room up right now. And it is running. And I welcome all of you into the chat room, the Barbecue Superstars chat room for the Chris Chadwick Show. Get in there, cause a little trouble, raise a little hell. It's all right. Get in that chat room and kick it up a notch, and I'll answer all your questions. Number to call is 347-202-0263. We have got a caller in queue. Let's welcome them into the show. My friend and yours, Barbecue Superstars, Mr. Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters. Welcome to the show, Lance. How's it going tonight, brother?
It's going good, man. Going good. How are you?
Man, I'm trying to catch my breath. Every time I'm pausing, I'm taking a big old breath of air and trying to catch up right now. It's been wide open all day. Been running all over the country, picking meat up, getting ready for the competition this weekend, trying to go down my checklist and realizing that checklist seems like it's getting longer, not shorter.
Been there, done that.
Now, are you competing this weekend?
No, sir. I'm catering and vending and all that good kind of stuff again this weekend. So,
well, that's
I'm on a trip to Lubbock for supplies right now myself. So, I think first weekend of April is going to be where we kind of kick it off again.
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be wide open and all on before you know it. We're talking. I would like to talk tonight, just basically barbecue. What these cooks, if any of these guys, you, any of the guys listening tonight, would welcome y'all to call in and talk about some of the helpful tips that you might have to go to getting ready for a barbecue competition or just something helpful going and getting set up, just something maybe to add to the pot where we have some kind of reference or some kind of tips, you know. So it's basically what do we do to get ready for competition. I'd love to have some guys that's going to Tupelo call in tonight, 347-202-0263. I'd love to have him call in and talk a little Tupelo. I'm excited. It's really going to be my first cook of the year. And what a way to kick it off, a big old bang, kicking off an eight-category cook, 100 teams. It's crazy. But we're going to go do it.
That's it. That's it, man. That's what you got to do. Get that escort into town and get over there and get busy cooking.
Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going. I've been working on pits all week. We just got our wood yesterday, got it in. Got a lot of it cut up today. And we're ready. We've got wood. We've got charcoal from Frontier Charcoal. Give them a big shout-out. We're going down. We're going to take our Green Mountain Grill. We're going to use that as backup and assist, especially on some categories. Put the finishing touches on things because they are perfect for that. If I had two or three Green Mountain Grills, I could put them all on a trailer and go down and just use those, and I wouldn't need anything else. I mean, we could cook right there on those grills and give them one run for their money.
You know, that's what a lot of guys do. I mean, I do that right there, what you say. And I get the pellet cookers out, and you know, that's all they do. And, you know, a lot of them do well. So.
Well, I'll tell you what a pellet cooker does is if the heat is there, it's right on the money, it's consistent. It does help a whole lot in the competition. I am old school, and I like a stick burner, and that's why I've been working on mine all weekend, all week, last week. And they're, it's bad and bone, you know, and I like a stick burner. But there's an art to it. There's a lot of, you know, if you don't have two or three guys go to nursemaid and watch that fire all night, you're not going to be able to get any sleep much.
Nope, that is correct. So, I got one for you. You know, I've got a new Iron Man cooker from Frank Cox, you know, and I'm playing with it a lot. We had a situation last night. We had 50 mile hour winds come through West Texas, and I was supposed to do some ribs for some people and get them down to Abilene. And my wife was leaving this afternoon. And, I mean, even at 6 o'clock this morning, we still had 30, 35-mile-hour winds coming out of the north right in the middle of my pit. And so dirt was flying, so, you know, I didn't want to chance it. So my next best idea was that come home at lunch, fire it up, throw them on there, you know, get as long a cook as I could, I was at lunch, and then wrap them and, you know, have to call it good. You know, let it burn until I got home after work. Well, that didn't quite work out quite like I thought. I've got a new personal record of a rib cook on an offset of 2 hours and 20 minutes. Ribs were done from lighting the fire to pulling them off and refrigerating them.
That's
because
too bad,
I threw some of that Frontier Choco into my insulated firebox, picked up with 6 oak on there, and let me tell you, that bad boy was running about 400.
Oh, man.
We were grilling.
So that actually indirect. That is going to burn hotter in your offset. Well, that's all right. You don't even have to go to Saturday morning and set up to cook now.
Oh, I can show up at some of these cook-offs. I probably show up at 9 o'clock.
There you go. No doubt.
And,
well,
you know,
awesome.
The funny deal about it was they had a nice little char to them. In an hour, I was able to get a char on them. It looked like they'd been on a grill, on a direct heat style grill. I was amazed. I've never seen anything like that.
Top rack, bottom rack.
I was on the bottom rack because I was trying to get it as hot as I could. You know, because like I said, I needed to, you know, I wanted to get as much as I could into them and, you know, get them to firm up before I wrapped them if I could. You know,
sure.
I didn't want them to be, you know, quite as rare. And they were not.
Right.
They were pretty firm when I wrapped them. Bones already started to suck back a little on them. And I was pretty amazed. So,
well,
you know, I'll have to say this about that Frontier charcoal. I was using lump, and that stuff flies pretty quick and burns really, really hot. And it is definitely a good product.
Well, that's and you had a good burn time on it also.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, I was going to say, you know, I lit that at 12:05. And it's now 6:30. I just left the house a few minutes ago, and that pit is still 175 degrees.
So it's still low and slow cooking right now, if you want it to be.
Yeah, it's about right now.
Well, I'm telling you,
that's the way to do it, you know. Almost 6.5 hours.
That's a good burn on that Frontier charcoal. I'm taking it to Tupelo with me, and I'm going to light it up, and that's what I'm going to use in my offset with, and I'll use a little hickory to go with that. And that's how we're going to roll this weekend. And that lump charcoal, I'm just excited about using that in the big pit because, you know, like I say, I've done a lot of work, had to reinforce my box, get it ready to roll, get it reinforced, quarter-inch steel plates on the bottom and in the front, and that was a task. That was a lot of work. We got it done, and got a great dampener system on it. It's not an offset reverse flow. It's an offset stick burner. You know, I don't have a bottom plate, a tuning plate in it, so to speak.
Right.
And so it's ready to roll. I'm ready to burn it out in the morning, heat it up, and season the new grates that I built for it. And I'm telling you, It's ready.
Well, that is good. That is good. Well, I wish you lots of luck this weekend.
Well, I tell you, I've got a good friend in the chat room tonight, Shane Greer. Welcome, Shane. He is a member, illustrious member of the Memphis in May infamous team, or may I say famous? I don't know, famous, infamous, either way you look at it. Two Sauce to Pork. Welcome, Shane. Glad you're in the chat room tonight, brother. I'm taking 8 racks ribs with me to cook at Tupelo. How many are you taking? Let's see. I'm taking 8 racks, 4 butts, 2 briskets, and, you know, that chicken, I don't know how many. You know, it's terrible. You have to cook 12, 15 pieces of chicken to get 6 out of it, but we're probably going to cook about 15 to 20 pieces of chicken and eat the rest. And
I take about 24 generally for a contest just in case.
You're right. And, I tell you what, I'm ready. I'm excited about cooking. I'm going to get there early Friday, get it all set up, and I'm going to light my pit early, and I'm going to start cooking me something as soon as I get there just to let the smoke roll because that's what I'm known for letting the smoke roll. I'm going to let it roll. I'm going to smoke them out. I'm telling you, we're going to just burn some of that old hickory, that green hickory, and some of that old age hickory and just smoke her out. We're going to kill the mosquitoes. That's for damn sure.
I was saying, you said the mosquitoes were out over there?
Yes, sir. They eat me up yesterday. We've got mosquitoes out. We won't have any in Tupelo, I guarantee you that.
Well,
let's see. Let me get back into the. It is. We've got another caller in queue, Lance. Let's welcome him in. I know who this is. This man is living it up in sunny Florida. He is competing faster than a tortoise. And I believe it is Moody. Let's see if we can get him in. I just refreshed the board. Looks like I'm going to do it again. And we're going to welcome Black Moody in towards Q. Let's get him in the loop. But yeah, we're ready to go down, and Tupelo, we're going to have a great time, just a lot of fun. Then 2 weeks away from the Tennessee Barbecue Association Championship of Champions right here in Paris, Tennessee, BSTN will be coming down to cover that event live. So we're going to give you a little taste of Tennessee Cook right here in Paris, Tennessee. We've got a lot of activities, a lot of things going on there. I'm excited about doing that also. So we've got some good cooks coming up already. And I think Tupelo is at 97, 98 teams. They usually cut it off at 100. I don't know if they'll make 100 this year or not, but I think they're at 97 or 8. I hadn't been on the website to check. But I'm telling you, when you get there, you pull in at the visitor center. They roll you in. They give you a police escort through town, stop the traffic, and roll you through like a big dog. And I can't wait to get there to have a big time. But what I was saying Friday night, I said 8 categories. Friday night they have ancillary categories. We're going to do pork butt for Saturday morning people's choice. We're going to do shrimp. We're going to do salsa and chicken wings. So maybe we can get a call on that also. Who knows? I'm ready to go get 8 calls. All right. Mr. Torres Q, Black Moody, you're in the house live with us, brother. How's it going tonight?
What's going on, Chris and Lance?
How you doing, man?
Shit, man, just get off that job. that's what I'm doing. Feeling good.
I hear you, man. I hear you. That's me. Got off one job, and I'm going to another one.
I'm telling you, there's too much cool barbecue stuff going on this week. I've got to call in. Shit, as soon as I get off this call, back to work, man. Gotta type some crap up.
Well, what are you doing with all those stumps? Cleaning those stumps out, getting them spit shining those stumps. Where are you going to attack? You going back to the attack where? You're going to let the smoke roll somewhere soon, aren't you?
Man, we may place poorly, Chris Chadwick, but we're gonna be clean. We're gonna be looking good and clean.
You got it, brother.
And fertilize, yeah, man. Hey, don't forget that. I mean, and fertilize, so yeah.
Shit, if we do well, we're gonna fertilize our grapes. We're definitely gonna sprinkle a little. That's a secret, baby. That's a secret.
Well, I tell you, we went. Oh mercy! Well, give us some more secrets. Why you're in the secret? Tell us the thoughts a few things.
Ah, man. The job secret is, man, I don't know what it is about a good, awesome barbecue comp coming up. And, Chris, you're the same way. Is like, you know, that damn firebox burning out on you. And, man, my job, I don't know why it is, like the week before and week after this weekend, man, it's going to lay it on you. You know what I mean?
I know.
Yep.
That firebox, listen, it's had a million, there's no telling how many fires have been in that box. And I mean, it was, I attached a time or two, and it was time. And rolling the Tupelo, we just couldn't roll that way. We just can't go that way. And that old heavy quarter-inch thick steel plate on the bottom of it, and then plates in the front of it. And I put that new dampener in there, and it sets adjustable. And, oh, man, I'm excited just about using it. And
you got her seasoned yet?
I am going to season it in the morning.
There you go.
But the firebox, you know, the firebox dampener, the only thing I really have to worry about seasoning is the that
new top
shelf I put in.
Mm-hmm. That's right. There you go.
So I'll do that, and the rest of it, I mean, you know, open my pit, it smells better than a barbecue joint. I mean, you just open it.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was doing that. So... That's where I firmly believe that's where you get a lot of your flavor in a good seasoned pit.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's like a good cast iron skillet. People understand how much flavor comes out of that seasoning into the food that you cook in a good seasoned cast iron skillet.
You mentioned Barbecue Secrets, Chris. A couple weekends ago, I had the chance to cook with a good buddy of mine. He's a hell of a cook. He's actually the defending champion coming up this weekend. And I was noticing he just needed some help or whatever.
Right.
And, man, inside of those pits, they keep them immaculate. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's why I've been on my horse these past couple weekends getting my little garbage catchers all caught up because, I was like, damn, they keep that thing nice. He's like, oh, yeah. I was, sitting right next to between two damn good cooks, getting a look at the inside of their pit, and I was like, all right, time to step the game up. So there's a tip for your listeners. Clean your damn grill out, like that cast iron lancet,
So I agree with you.
Don't unseason it. Keep that crap out of it,
Yep.
Well, I think I know some guys take their brakes out and take them from car wash and pressure wash them. But I can't imagine. I can see mine becoming one big rust grate if I did that.
They really don't. I've done that. I did that for a long time. I take them and I hose mine off at the car wash. And, you just got to, just kind of oil it back down and, just burn it for, it's like a cast iron skillet. You're just using water. So you get them kind of cleaned off that high-pressure sprayer, oil it back up a little bit, burn it for just a little bit, get it kind of coated back, and you're good to go.
Well,
so,
I just figured mine, which on the hot side of my pit, it keeps her burnt off. Just burn off,
yeah.
The way my dander
yep.
was.
Yep.
But I like to keep a little, I like mine to be a little, that old pork, I cook a lot of pork. You don't cook a lot of pork. You have some beef fat, and yours there in Texas now. In Florida, you cook a lot of pork, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, some guys, they take a water hose and squirt their pits out inside. Oh, man, I've seen somebody do that one time. He left his pit, and they, next time he opened it up, it was growing inside. He had a garden. I don't know what it was growing, but he had a garden growing in that bad boy.
Let me ask y'all this. What do y'all use to clean the outside of your pits to get all of the cooked on and dirt, grease, and everything off?
I use a degreaser, Purple Power, something like that. But I use it in moderation. I don't go hog wild with it because it will strip the paint also if you're not careful. And if I can't get it clean, I've got a new can of paint. And that fixes that. Oh, mercy. Man, I did all the lettering on my pit, and it has held up. It has held up wonderful. But it would take hours and hours to retape those letters and repaint them. And I'm really debating on doing that tomorrow before I go to Tupelo. Friday.
Screw that, dude. Those little letters, screw that. You got enough to do, and those letters got some mojo on it.
They do. You're right. They do have some mojo. They've got some battle smoke on it. And it'll be fine. It's really good. I'm just ready to roll. I'm ready to get down there because I've been waiting and talking about this comp so long. I'm ready to get in it and get on it. We're gonna have a big show Friday night. We'll be a Friday Night Lights live lights there, and there's no telling who we'll be talking to. There'll be a lot of the guys there. We're just gonna walk around and check them out and see what they've got going on, see what they're what kind of piss they're cooking on. I don't know. Just you know, a little camaraderie barbecue talk. And I think we're going to have Daryl monitoring the board, so we might be able to take some callers, too, and just have a good time. So that's going down Friday night. We'll be live at Tupelo. I'll be posting pictures as soon as I get there until I leave. We're going to have a big time with it. So be sure to tune in Friday. Check me out on Facebook. We have a lot of stuff, a lot of things going down. Smoke's going to be rolling. We're going to have a big time. 2 weeks from that, you know, I just wish we could all get together and cook somewhere, and it didn't cost us an arm and a leg for all of us to go to do it. Maybe one day we can pull something like that off, but we're having a championship.
The National Barbecue Convention next year is in Nashville. How far is that from you?
That's right. Nashville, Tennessee is about 120 miles from me.
Well, I think I'm going to make plans and try to be there. Might even pull the old rig out there and compete in the cook-off, too.
Oh, man, that will be a haul. How many miles? What kind of mileage? What are you talking about as far as trip for you?
If I've got, 1,500 miles. Something like that. I don't know. Probably about a thousand
miles,
actually. It'd be about like me running to Vegas that time.
Well, you're the man, Lance Moore. You can do it. Anybody can. You can do it.
Just head I-40 and head east. You know, and I'm only 70 miles south of I-40, so, you know, it's a... pretty much a straight shot, all except for that one damn hook you got to go through Little Rock, Arkansas. That's the only downside to that whole deal. Got to go through the land of Clinton over there.
Well, what about wasn't there a Louisiana cook that a lot of Texas cooks were planning on trying to go do? What was that?
There was one already. Marksville, they did it last weekend. And,
okay.
I think that's the one that everybody goes and cooks over there, is Marksville. And I think that was last weekend. I'm not positive that was last weekend because, I believe, Craig Sherry won that. Texas Pepper Jelly won it, I believe.
Really?
I believe that's correct.
I tell you what, that's, I'd like to go and hit that Louisiana. I'd like to go down in there and do that one of these days. Who knows? Who knows?
Can y'all hear my stupid ass call? All right, guys.
Oh, it's all right. You know, on these radio shows, I have some callers. I don't know what some of them are doing sometimes. I think they're back there banging pots and pans together just to see if they can rise out of me. Hell, I really don't know. And I just go on and act like it don't bother me at all, and I just keep going and keep doing my thing, and that's what we do. But,
I get to do something real stupid. I'll throw it on mute just to not be a dumbass. But, you know, with a little yippy dog just run across the yard wanting to come back in, you know.
I do. I feel you. I know what you're saying.
But, hey, you're talking about those cooks out in Louisiana. Did you like the Panhandle area? Is that what you're talking about?
Right.
Yeah. Those are, I think it was almost like, I think they're like, back-to-back weekends. I don't know what city they're in, but a couple big KCBS, and I think Lance Wright, they already passed them up.
I think that there was Boise City's always one, and like I said, Marksville, and there might be another one, too. Of course, you know, they always have that Sam's Club, and it was last weekend or weekend before last, was there at Baton Rouge. Down in that area, I don't know. I mean, that might be something too. I'm thinking about, Moody's been kind of on my butt, and actually Jennifer Campbell's been on my butt about my rub and stuff.
Yeah.
And I actually got a couple more that I think I'm fixing to see about getting them packaged up. And
there you go.
So I may do a little bit more of that next year and take some of that out there. And I might try to work on getting my sauce bottled.
Well, I tell you what, that is extremely growing market, and Lance, you've got a phenomenal rub. That rub is a dynamite rub. I mean, the only thing it takes to get it all going, and it's my drawback, and one of these days, we all have our dreams of wanting to have our own sauce and blowing it up and really in our rubs. And the only thing that holds me back from doing that is M-O-N-E-Y.
Yep, that's me too, buddy. But,
yes,
that's why I'm doing some of this other stuff. And me being able to start selling some barbecue and do some of that, I'm kind of getting that going. And that's kind of the other side of the sauce thing with me is that, right now I'm just using commercial sauces. And, I'm already paying for it, so I'm kind of looking for, maybe somewhere to get that, even if it's, technically, with health permits and all of that, I can technically bottle my own sauce now. So what I may do is go down the road is, getting the nutritional part of it and the, the testing of it, which costs $300-$400 to do, and then and then start bottling it.
Let me tell you what you can do to get your nutritional facts done. Find your college that does that has that class, and you send it to them and get them lined up to have them do your stuff, and then that doesn't cost you anything.
Hmm.
College or university.
Well, see, I found a database, and that may have been who wrote this. There's a database. It's an Excel spreadsheet. Online, I found it a couple years ago, and it'll actually do a nutritional facts, and it runs everything through the FDA codes and stuff, and I don't know, if that's good enough, and it may be, but I'll have to check into that. I mean, actually, all I got to do is call Tate down here at Tech with Raider Red Meat, since they do all that other stuff. They do sausage and stuff, too. They may already have it and thought about that. That's a hell of an idea, Chadwick.
Well, there you go. Maybe that'll help you out, Lancer.
Yeah.
But really, that's one way to look at that and approach that with the pursuing that line of information. It could be beneficial to you, very beneficial.
Well, that's the deal. I mean, if you're going to do it, you either spend the money and you buy a decent barbecue sauce and you're selling it, if you got a decent sauce and, else, why not use it?
Well, I've got a friend right here.
You've got a good sauce. You got a good rub, too.
I haven't been making a lot of it, but hadn't been really mentioning it a lot. I have it right here. I've got a gallon I'm taking with me to Tupelo. But I've got several great guys that are sponsoring me with their sauces and some rubs and injections, and I'm going to use their product and get it out there and I'm just thankful to have all them come in to help play. And we're just going to have I'm looking forward to a phenomenal season. It is very tough, when you go and you spend all your money to go, you definitely want to put your best foot forward. And you know what it costs? Y'all all know what it costs to go to a competition. And that's what it's all about. And no, Ed, I'll get you a cord, I promise. I've got a guy in there, and his quart of sauce is in that gallon I made. Well, I've got some quarts in that gallon, but I will send you some sauce through Fraz. So I'm answering a question. I'm going to give it to him in Tupelo, so he'll have to bring it back to you. But I will bring Fraz a sauce for you. All right. I promise. But, yeah, we've got a lot of things going on. Tupelo is excited. I'm excited about it. Just can't wait to get in the mix, have a big time here. I've got another caller in queue. Let me get them in. We've got a lot of guys listening in tonight. Welcome, guys. I'm glad y'all in the chat room. Glad you're in the studio room. All you have to do is push one to get queued in. I'm just about to get our 901 caller queued in. Bear with me a minute. I think Wednesday night is the busiest night of Blog Talk all week because my board runs as slow as I don't know what. But we will make it happen, guys. Tupelo, a lot of great teams going to be in Tupelo. Press one for English. Make him pay you for me. He owes me money. There you go. I got you. Oh, mercy. All right. All right, let's get this caller queued in. Let's see. There we go. Caller 901, you're about to be queued in. You're live with us. Who have we got with us tonight?
Am I the only 901?
You are the 901-229. Yes, sir, I apologize. You're the only 901 tonight. What's happening, Adam?
How are you, Chris? Oh, we're just hanging out, grilling some fillets, talking about Tupelo.
Are you ready for Tupelo?
I'm ready for it. Free ice and all, man.
You got it, brother. Free ice. Breakfast.
Yeah, man. There's actually, if anybody's going, there's this, like, local place. They do this chicken biscuit with gravy on it. If you need some breakfast in the morning, it's off the hook, man. I can't remember the name of the place, but get there early because there'll be a line waiting on them chicken and gravy biscuits.
Damn, that sounds good.
That's right.
Hell yeah.
But,
Craig, I had a question for you.
All right.
This round of cooks, we've decided to switch things up. For people that don't know, we're a large team, and each one of us kind of cook a category. This go-around, I'm cooking a brisket. I've never bought one before, but I finally broke down and bought a Wagyu brisket just to have fun with it. But I've been told because this brand of beef, you know, this, the way they're treating their cows and everything, that Wagyu seems to cook a little quicker. And I'm wondering if there's any callers or if you have experienced an altercation in cook times or temperature to make sure that this thing comes off right on time?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it does cook a little faster. I really can't tell you how much because I don't know what kind of pit you're cooking on or what kind of temp. You know, all that comes down to conditions.
There are a bunch of variables, and I'll say this. I've usually always used certified Angus brand brisket. I've cooked them hot and fast and slow. I always cook them between 225 and 250, and I know the rigs vary, so it's kind of a loaded question. But usually my briskets run about 8 to 9 hours, and they're done. So I'm not sure if I'm, you know, depending on the grill and the rig and everything, it's like, okay, you know, if you're cooking Wagyu versus normal, consider an hour less, 30 minutes less. I mean, just a ballpark range. I want this thing to come off and rest perfectly when I turn it in. But I know you don't want to tell me because you're
No, honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. I would tell you, I would give you my full honesty on that. And, you know, I don't want to tell you wrong. That's the whole point.
No, I'm not going to take – I'm going to take in consideration all points of view. But When you cooked on your rig, for example, if you've cooked a Wagyu versus your normal brisket, what did you discover?
Well, number one, it tastes different.
Yeah.
You know, it's more of a competition flavor. And I'm going to be completely honest, and this is a shocker, and I don't want to shock everybody tonight, but the briskets I bought today for Tupelo, Mississippi, come from Sam's Pub in Jackson, Tennessee. And I'm going to just do it old-fashioned, real. I'm going to cook it on hickory, offset. I'm going to put a little coal under it. I'm going to char it up a little bit. I'm going to cook it good, beefy flavor like I like it, and that's how I'm going to turn mine in.
Man, that sounds great.
You know, really, really. As far as time, see, we just got new bundles of hickory, you know, and it's fresher than I really care for. But we do have new charcoal we're using this year. So, see, I've got a lot of variables right there that I don't know how I'm going to adjust to until I get there. And some people say, you're not going to light it and check it out before. Well, no, I'm out of time. I've been busting my rump trying to get everything ready to get ready to go. And no, bottom line is when I get to Tupelo Friday morning, I'm going to fire my pit and I'm going to start timing and doing and seeing what's going on. And I'm going to go in and trim all my meat and have it ready where I can enjoy and come visit y'all and do my show Friday night and visit and run to Governor. And then when it gets down to serious time late that night, are y'all doing ancillary categories Friday night?
Yeah, you know us, big team. We're going to do people's choice. I think there's shrimp or seafood and salsa and all kinds of good business we're going to be doing.
Yeah, it's four categories: chicken, salsa, chicken wings, salsa, shrimp, and pork butts.
That's it. Now let me ask you another question. This one's a less complicated question. Are you doing the ancillaries as well, or just the main categories?
Yeah, I'm doing all eight categories: four ancillaries and four mains. I'm going to do them all.
How many people do you have with you?
Well, this year I'm going to have four more guys with me this year.
That's a good thing. I was going to ask, you know, there's some guys we see down there. We met one guy last year, and he was just a one-man show. And, of course,
right.
I'm always with a big team, and I'm always, you know, okay, concentrate on my category, you know. And I put a lot of time and effort into that one category, and that takes a lot of time. And I know there's a lot of cooks out there. How in the world, you know, I look at it and I know that cooking everything you want to make everything perfect, because in a KCBS cook, all four of those main categories have got to be great. How do you find the time? You know, it's got to be, that's harder than cooking a good product, is just keeping up with all four of them, you know?
Well, I'm going to be completely honest. I usually do all the cooking. And, my team is there for support when I have support. But I've been to a few competitions that I call it Ironman cooking, and I go by myself. And I cook all the categories, and I usually cook it on my wooden pit at my one temperature, whether it's on the left side that's cooler or the right side that's hotter. Now, I do have the privilege of having a pellet cooker with me this year, the Green Mountain Grill, which is going to be like I say when I'm talking about my sponsors, it's an awesome addition to my barbecue arsenal. So I'm going to have that pellet cooker there to help me. And then I've got, you know, that's how I'm going to roll with it. And we're just going to work it, get it prepped, get it down. And then, you know, when it comes in at cook time that night, these guys, I've got one guy coming with me that's a great fireman. He loves to watch that fire. He keeps that pit right where it needs to be. I mean, you can't, a guru, there's no guru or no anything made that can keep that pit just like he keeps it. So I'm glad to have him with me this year. You know, he's a fireman. He likes it. He'll drink a case or two of beer. But he's going
to
stick up.
That's worth the payment to help keep them temps going. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going down to have a great time. I'm excited. I'm excited about seeing everybody, seeing you, seeing Shane, seeing some other cooks, meeting some new guys, you know. I don't meet a stranger. I'm excited about going. You know, that's what barbecue's all about. And this really helps me get through each year is going to barbecue competitions and meeting great people. You know, we have so many negatives in our surroundings. When we go to a barbecue competition, you know, yeah, there might be a few who say, well, I hope he burns this shit up, pardon my French, but overall they're not going to be that way, and they're all trying to help, and they're all there having a good time. So I'm really excited about being there.
Oh, absolutely. And, it's all about your neighbor who's there. Everybody's friendly. It's a really good time. It always has
been.
I'm fired up.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go compete and have a big old time, and I can't wait. Really,
got to be careful of this weather. We're not super sunny and looking great. You know, it's going to be a bit chilly, cloudy, and a possible rain on a Saturday. So, be prepared
really?
For it.
Well, I tell you what, we just have to. I don't know what we're going to do. Take an extra T-shirt, I guess.
There you go. Hey,
you know,
Let me ask you this on a personal note. Friday, I know you said you're going to get light your cookers and everything. We'll probably be doing dinner or something around our tent about 6 or 7. If you've got the time and you want to swing by, we'll have a plate ready for you.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, too. You can count on me. You know, I'm telling you, I love to eat. And an invite to a brotherly pit is always welcome. I mean, there's a lot of great guys there, and I greatly appreciate it. You'll definitely see me, no doubt. We're gonna hang out some.
All right. We'll look for you on the list. Good luck getting everything loaded in. I know they're really good about getting us in pretty efficiently. Last year was a really smooth roll-in for any new cooks out there that are coming to this event. It's very smooth, very nice.
They hold your hand, and they help you whatever you need. It is a great cook. It really is. I have nothing bad to say about it. And if I did, I would say it, you know, because I'm not talking bad or trying to down any cook. But, you know, there's points to be made. And these girls that do this are right on the money, and they make it happen, and they treat you like family and just run it top-notch. I mean, it's a fine cook.
It's really nice, and, I mean, it's become a very big cook down there. It's for other competitors, even out-of-towners. They're almost, but there's over 100 teams there now. Is that right, Chris?
I talked to Leslie, and I think there's 90, they cut it off at 100. I think there's 97 or 8.
If you ever get the opportunity, it's definitely one to check out, even if it's a long drive. It's set up right in the middle of town. They roll out the red carpet for all these teams. There's local hardware store nearby. I mean, you can walk to it. The whole town gets around this cooking event, almost like, you know, Memphis in May, you know, in Memphis, even more so. It seems like it's almost as big as Memphis in May, but it just seems that the whole community is around it. Like, this is one of the prime events for this town, and it's amazing. It's one of the reasons why we're going back. We were treated real well. We did, you know, I can't say, you know, placement and trophies and everything, but even the big names that come around, they come there for a reason. That their hospitality is second to none.
You're right. I mean, we all love to get our calls and hear that name, and, you know, with 100 teams, your odds are slimmer than they are when you go to a 30 or 40-team cook. You know, it's 100 to 1,
yeah,
basically. And but still, whether you win or lose, you go to have a good time. And you have a good time. You feel good when
you
leave.
You get that call with that many teams, it's just as exciting, you know, as going to the Jack or Memphis in May. I mean, there's so many competitors there. You're like, you know, if somebody calls that name, even if it's, you know, an ancillary event, you're like, yeah! It's a great thing.
You got it, son. You wait. If I get a hit, Oh, it's going to be on, I'm telling you. They'll have to...
Oh, we'll tackle you. You're going to come down the stairs. We're just going to tackle you, you know, like like the touchdown, you know.
Oh, me. I'm telling you, I'm excited. I'm feeling good. I don't usually feel good, but I'm feeling good. I'm ready to go and have a big time. I can't wait. I was hoping we'd get a few more callers in from Tupelo, but, you know, something about a lot of these, and I'm used to this because I've done this show, I don't know how many episodes, I've never counted how many episodes I've done, but I've done it for a while. And used to, I really thought, let's keep hitting them numbers. And we've hit some great numbers, and I'm honored for that. I just love people to call in and get involved, participate, listen to the show. I want to give them something they want to listen to where they'll come back and listen again. You know, I want them to participate. I want them to be a part of the show. And that's just how we do here. You know, some shows are segmented. They have segments. They have their formatted differently. And I like this to be an open round table. We still got Blake in here with us. Lance jetted out. He must have got to Lubbock. But Blake, chime in anytime, my friend. And, you know, we just have a great time here. We welcome everybody to call in. We want them to call in. We want them to be a part because we just talk barbecue. That's what's made this so fun. And Tupelo is going to be a blast. Can't wait. I've already had one big cook this year. We'll talk about that later on. Had a big, big time there. Had some great things going on. Just had a wonderful time. And it'll be sooner than later. We'll talk more about it. And going to have Tupelo cook, which is going to be huge, huge turnout. I'm going down there locked and loaded, both barrels ready to roll. You know, I'm ready. And we're going to put out some phenomenal product. You're talking about putting out some boxes, some color on some food, some appearance, taste, some profile, some tenderness. We're going to have it all. We're going to have a total package this year. And, you know, I'm excited. I really am. And I'm fired up. I'm going to be hard to handle when I get there now.
Chris, I'm going to get out of your hair. I'm going to get back to listening. But I look forward to anybody that's got some input on some of that brisket, Wagyu, their experiences, if they've had it. If anybody's got some input, I'm all ears.
That's just a fine piece of meat. I just don't cook a lot of it. You know, I honestly, when I'm cooking so much of it, I can't afford to cook, you know.
Absolutely.
You have to baby that stuff, keep it, just, you know how to cook, you know how the feel of the cook, and you just, you know, take it one step at a time and you'll be fine with it. I have no doubt it's going to be fine. It's going to be fire. It's going to be excellent.
Oh, absolutely.
So you just, the thing about it, you know, some people, it's just all depending on your variables, and I'll come down there and help you cook it. I'll come down there and give you.
Oh, you're going to be too busy doing what you're doing. But I look forward to hearing from some of your Texas listeners.
You got it.
People are going to come in and say, all right, Adam, this is what I do, and I want some input. Hook a brother up.
All right, well, maybe we'll get some of these guys in the chat room up. We'll get some chat rooms, some guys, some pointers on the brisket. I'm not an expert on brisket. I just love to cook it and I love to eat it. So my honest tip to you, Adam, is just cook it like you want to eat it, and it'll be fine.
Look forward to seeing you down there.
You got it, brother.
Yeah, have
a good night. Thank you for calling in.
You had another man there. I'm going to listen to him. He might have had
him. Yeah, man, I've heard about a secret grenade that I think will work really good with a Wagyu. Slice some jalapenos, put a little fresh, and a whole bunch of hot sauce. I think it'll be all right.
You know what?
Personally,
that sounds good. I love jalapenos and I love hot sauce, and that sounds like a good one, Blake.
That burned your ass off. I had somebody tell me that one time. Yeah, man. I know your window is going to be a little bit bigger cooking that Wagyu. I don't cook them, but the people that do, you know, with a select, your window is real short between, you know, perfect and overdone and underdone. I think the Wagyu is just a little bit more. That window is a little wider. Find some meat, man. Just shit. Maybe,
well,
you know.
Let's see. Cody Archie, Lulu's Barbecue, says it tastes better. It cooks faster, and just treat it like a baby. And he said that's all he has to say about a Wagyu. But he said it cooks faster. It tastes better. And he said, just take care of it and treat it like a baby and you'll be fine with it. He's in the chat room over there with Shane Greer. Shane's up in the chat room also, Adam. These guys are in the chat room tonight. And join them. They might have some pointers too. But brisket, you know, brisket is just, I just take it for granted, I guess, because I like to cook, but I try to use, you know, when I first started cooking, I didn't take a thermometer with me. I had a grill temp gauge, and that's as far as it went. I cooked by feel and what it looked like, and that's how I turned it in and had a big success with it. And then when I started using poor temp gauges, I didn't get as many calls, and that might sound silly. But I just kind of cook by the seat of my pants and know how it looks and how it feels and what it's supposed to do. And I've had pretty good success with it. I know that's not what a lot of people like to hear. And it might not, whereas it works for me, it might not work for you. But I love to cook, so I just cook it the way I want it, and then that's how I usually turn it in. And who knows, this year, you know, we had a pretty good call on, we didn't get a call, but we had a pretty good place on chicken last year. We had a pretty good place on brisket. And ribs and pork really bombed on that last year, and we just wasn't on the money. But this year, I've got a lot more confidence in what they want, in what they want, and that's what you try to do in competition is try to give the judges what they want. So it's pretty tough, but we will we're going to go and have a big time. I've got some flavor profiles down, and as far as temp times, I'm gonna cook it the way I see fit, and that's how we're gonna roll with it.
Sounds good, Chris. We'll see you down there. Appreciate the input, Cody.
All right, brother. Have a good night. Call in anytime. You know you're always welcome.
You too, man.
Hey, good luck, brother.
All right, guys, number to call tonight, 347-202-0263. I sure appreciate all of you in the studio room, in the chat room. We got a lot of things going on, a lot of people listening tonight. Would love to hear from you. Just push that one and cue right in, and I'll cue you in. Tupelo is what we're talking about. Things, tips, any kind of tips or things you do that might make it easier at a competition, let's hear about it. Would love to hear from you. Just like today, I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was asking, why do you cook a whole brisket instead of just the flat? And my personal response to him is that anytime I turn in a brisket, I'm going to turn in burnt ends because we're in Tennessee, we're not in Texas. And at a KCBS event, you definitely want to turn in a burnt end. Well, they say you judge what's in the box or not, they still want to see burnt ends in there. You agree with that, yes or no? We'd love to hear from you. 347-202-0263. Call in. Let's talk a little smoke. Let's talk some Q. We have about 30 minutes left on the show. We'd love to hear from you. What do you think about that, Blake? You still with me?
I'm here, man. I threw some of that Lance Moore rub on some of this chicken salad, and it's pretty damn good. So I had to put you on mute.
Well, that's all right. That is a good rub. I mean, Lance, I got some rub from Lance a while back, last year. And, I mean, it's just good rub. And got a good flavor, good bold flavor to it. It's got a little heat to it, some good black pepper flavor, some good sweetness to it. And for it to be a Texas, for that to be a Texas rub, it's got a lot of good, got a lot of good profiles and flavor to compete anywhere in the country.
Yeah, it's a damn versatile rub. I love that on just some nachos or I was excited because I remember it was in the cupboard. I made some damn chicken salad earlier. I was like, oh man, that's it needed just a little something. But it, I mean, it goes just as good. I know it's, you know, Lance from Texas, but man, you put that heavy and nice on a pork butt. God damn, it's some good stuff. That's some excellent stuff.
Well, see, that's the thing about all these rubs that all these guys make. Lance has got a good rub. Talk Texan Barbecue's got a good rub. Great rub. You know, they all have great rubs. It's just what you, your flavor, what your taste is at that time. And, you know, all these regions are different. And with these flavors, they're going to work in different areas at different times. They're never going to get old because you can... It comes back, everything comes back around. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it be cars, clothes, furniture, TVs, electronics, everything comes back around in fashions. And flavor profiles are like fashions. They will come back around. I mean, something you're just not going to get away from, salt, sugar, and heat. Those combinations, depending on how much you use in each rub, is going to make the product different, but that's what I'm saying. You've got three combinations there that's going to never die.
I've heard that a lot by, God, I think I was listening to an old Jim Elser interview. He was on Jim Burke a month or so ago. And he was talking about he changed some things up after having some success and started heading in the wrong direction. So he just went to some old notes and some old recipes, and some boys on fire down here in the Southeast. So I've actually heard that from a lot of cooks.
Well, it's really, you know, it's really true. A competition, I'll tell you what, in a 100-team cook, you're going to have 50 teams that aren't going to execute all their categories. You're going to have 25 teams that are going to be very similar in execution, but it not hit execute in all four categories. 10% of those are going to basically hit on all four categories and turn it in, execute, cook it right. Just don't burn it. Don't burn it. Make it look decent in the plate, and you've got an exceptional chance of getting a call. It's all about execution. The best cook in the country can burn some. Or he cannot cook it done enough. I mean, it's all about execution. So,
You were giving yourself a hard time about, no thermometer back in the day and all that stuff. And you just, you know, you had less to worry about back then too, you know?
Yeah.
Where now, man, you just shoot the simpler the better. You know, the more you use your intuition and just, like you said, like, you know, you're cooking for the judges. Obviously, they're gonna dish out their beatings and stuff. But you're cooking it for them. But just cook some good food that feels right and looks right and smells right. And according to you, but just you're making it for the damn judges. But I'm with you, man. Just it ain't no fancy formula. Just shit. You're a better cook this year. You were last year just because of experience, you know?
Well, the more you cook, the more you do it, the more you realize. And I don't care who you are. That's just the truth. And whether we're talking it or actually doing it at the competition, when you get to a certain stage, you know what you're doing. You just got to execute it and make it happen in those 30-minute intervals. For turning in. I mean, that's the key. And I'm really excited. I'm pumped up, and I'm just planning on being right on the money. I'm going to start mine early, and I'm going to have I'm going to have that pit temp. off of it, keep them, keep a nice, good, clean smoke, and just go with it. And that's what they're looking for. They don't want it dirt. They don't want a heavy smoke either. They don't want a heavy smoke. They just want a good, clean smoke.
Yeah.
And my pit, if you're not careful, my pit will put a smoke in her. I mean, she'll char before it's ever even halfway done. I mean, black. And they don't want that. It takes
hell
time
not.
To learn a lot of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And a new cook is not going to know it all, you know. And I don't know it all by any means. I'm not even professing. I know anything. I'm just going to go have a good time and enjoy the cook.
Yeah, just, you, I mean, you know how to season stuff. It ain't about, you know, spices and sauces. And, you know, they're nice, and you gotta get it tasting right, or just, you know, don't hurt nobody with nothing, but just cook the crap right, man. You know?
I do. Just keeps getting, the more you look at it, the simpler it becomes. I'm not going to make it difficult. Tupelo is going to be exciting. We've got a lot of great teams coming down there. We just want to go cook, have a good time. That's what it's all about, bottom line. You can't worry about trying to win all the time. You're just improving your cook. That's what we're going to do. We've got a lot of great people there. We're going to have a big competition in Paris, Tennessee. The TBA cook, that's going to be a great cook. Can't wait to do that. That's 2 weeks on past Tupelo. Then we have one coming up, a couple of them, matter of fact, in the Tennessee area. We're going to have those here in West Tennessee, Winchester, High on the Hog. That's going to be a KCBS event. Got to give them a big shout-out right there in the second weekend. Let's see, second or third weekend. Let me look that up. Of April. They still needing teams, so get involved in Middle Tennessee over there. If I could get over there, I would go over there and cook it. Bolivar, Tennessee, got a cook there. Also got one in Parsons. There's several cooks coming up in April. If you want to cook, I mean, if you want to get into barbecue, there's going to be a competition close, somewhere close to you every weekend of the month. And that's no lie. And Florida has more cooks than anybody. I mean, than Texas. I mean, there you go, Florida and Texas. Big cooking steaks.
You ain't lying, man. It's, I mean, professional cooks, little amateur cooks. I know my little team, we're doing, man, it's like a series. And, there's like 11 cooks put on. And this place is 20 minutes from my damn house. I mean, 20 minutes in traffic, 10 minutes from the house, you know?
Right.
If you want to cook, you can cook. And we're trying to, you know, stay busy, get a little bit more experience, and just try to get some of that Chris Chadwick swag, you know?
I tell you what, I know why I'd be drawn up in that 6 or 8 lane traffic in Florida pulling my pit. Oh, son. It's hammered down. It's to the wall. I mean, there. You don't stop until that red light, turns red. I'm telling you. Woo! I mean, let's roll. Let's hammer down. Let's see who can get to the next red light the fastest.
Yeah.
And pulling a 20-foot or 16 or 18-foot pit behind you. Oh, son. It's really, it's just different between here and Florida. I tell you, I did have a great time in Florida and look forward to coming back one of these days and going back one of these days and cooking some more down there just as well as Texas. I mean, Texas is a great state. If you never get a chance, Blake, go to Texas. Go cook in Texas. You'll have a phenomenal time, I hope. I'm planning on going down Texas in April, end of April, for BSTN event there in Midland, Texas, and can't wait to do that. Then going back in August to the Brass Fest there in Lubbock, Texas. And that's the two I have planned so far, and who knows where else I'm going. You know what? It's looking like I might be going up north, up in the Michigan area, going and cooking. So I've got several things in the works for people wanting me to go and cook. So.
Oh, yeah. No, shoot, that Midland, Texas, we've got a comp out in Jacksonville that same dang weekend. That'd be cool as hell to, and shoot, I'd fly, man. I ain't doing all that driving
right.
3-4 days, crap.
No, can't do that. I mean,
I'd get lost in Louisiana.
Yeah.
But, I'm looking to, hopefully sometime this year, just flying out somewhere and meeting some of y'all, you know?
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's got to happen sooner than later. One of these days, one of us is going to strike oil and make it or hit the lottery. And if I ever do, it's on, boy. We're going to all have a big time.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my Q crew is going to be hooking up somewhere. And we will have a big time.
Oh, yeah. What, were you and Lance talking about the, you said it was pretty close to where you're at. Was it like the National Barbecue Convention
uh-huh.
or something?
Yes. That's going to be in Nashville.
Okay, and that's what they just had a week or two ago out there in Texas, right?
Yes, in San Marcos.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that was. Jerry was trying to get me to come out to that one, and the timing wasn't right, and the money wasn't right either.
I understand.
You know how that goes. Deciding factor, but
well, I'll tell you what. In the Nashville trip next year, which I'm only 2.5 hours away, but if you're going to stay 2 or 3 days, between me and John Reeves, Lance Moore, Junior, if Junior goes, if you go, surely to goodness we can get some kind of place in the. And the lodging won't be thousands of dollars. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
If you go travel to cook, I mean, you have to take all factors into consideration because whether it's by plane, car rental, pit rentals, what you have to borrow, what you have to buy to cook with, all your seasonings. Go to a competition with no seasonings and go buy what you need at one time to go cook and cook
good.
And see what you
God.
Can do.
Yeah.
Oh, it's killer. It's hard.
Yeah. Yeah, you better be ready for a credit card statement with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crap, even yet, like stupid stuff like aluminum foil, you know.
Aluminum foil, toothpicks, garlic powder, salt, pepper, onion powder, some kind of beef bouillon, chicken stock. It goes on and on.
Yeah. Little pans, little cutting boards,
lemon pepper.
Know.
Yeah. Honey, butter, sugar. You need some lettuce and parsley for your turnian boxes. You're not knowing what you're going to cook, so you try to anticipate. And then you buy bacon and peppers and cheese and tomatoes and onions. It just goes on and on and on. And it don't stop. And then when you're on a budget time to buy all that stuff, tell me the pressure and stress that would create. It's killer. So when you go to cook, you better sure take what you need. You know, that's not counting bottled water and any kind of Coke or drink or anything that you want to have. And that's not even having anything to eat. That's just buying stuff to cook with. So it's just crazy.
Right. I learned real early on. It was years ago, right when I first started with the competition side of it. That
right.
a buddy talked me into taking a class, or he told me like, look, if you want to compete, don't waste your time. Just find a good class and go take it, and you'll save yourself, you know, 2 to 3 years of, you know, being a dumbass. So. Melissa Cookston had her class a couple years
right.
ago,
right.
and Man, my dumbass drove all the way to South Haven, Mississippi. Where, if you do the math with the, you know, the time spent in the car, gas, and I got a big old truck. I'm, you know, I'm got a little four banger Corolla, so it don't eat that much gas. But, goddamn, two days on the road, you know, gas the whole way. You know, stop and get a little something to eat. My dumbass should have flown. You know what I mean? It was because you know you still gotta find a place to sleep. And
yes.
I learned real quick about this barbecue travel. Just you know, don't.
Well, I drove to Memphis and hopped on a jet, and in 2 hours I was in Florida. And any other time, if I'd had to drive it, it'd been 800 plus miles. So
yeah,
and it cost me roughly $250 for a ticket. Up and back. That's less than burning gas.
Oh yeah.
So yeah. Sometimes you have to weigh out all that. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But the traveling, as far as local competitions, tips and things to do. You know, I always try to pack light. I like to take two totes. I've basically got three totes now. One tote is full of extension cords and lights. One tote is full of whether it be foil, knives, forks, spoons, a few little pans, and the other tote is basically sauces, injections, rubs, and then I carry three coolers. I take the two big totes, one little tote, three coolers, two canopies, and I'm ready to roll. Pack light. I know I went several times and just overkill, and you don't need all that because, I mean, yes, I'm taking a few extra pieces of meat with me to this competition in Tupelo. No, I might not, probably won't cook them all, but they can stay iced down in the cooler and be fine.
Yep.
But I'll have them if I need them.
And I'll throw out a little another tip for your listeners. And knock on wood, I'm knocking right now. This hasn't happened to me, but it's listening to Dan Google. You talk about having three coolers.
Right.
You got your raw meat in one cooler.
Right.
You have your other, you know, other shit in another cooler. Don't mix
right.
them up. Don't put your drinks with your pork butts, even if, I don't care if IBP vacuum sealed them. Don't mix
right.
that crap. You know what I mean? He was it might have even been your show. He was supposed to be on some show, and he said he had, like, damn food poison from some dumbass putting raw meat in his drink cooler.
Yeah.
But, that'll get you right there, especially, doing this, you know, selling this barbecue out here in Florida. You had to go through, like, a food safety course, you know?
Right.
Man, that course freaks me out, man. I see that crap at a barbecue competition. I want to just, and it's my, you know, people I know having their coolers like that. Separate that crap. Ain't no joke. You'd be in a world of hurt.
Well, I tell you what. Usually one cooler will be for basically butters and, you know, our vegetables. One cooler is going to be for beverages, and one cooler, my big cooler, is going to be for all my raw meats, you know, which when you take four butts, 10-pound butts a piece, basically, you got 40 pounds, then you've got two more briskets in there, that's another 23 pounds, then you've got 4 to 6 racks of ribs, and they're going to weigh 3 pounds a piece. That's another 20. That's another 20 pounds. So, you know, then whatever else you take with it. I mean, the big cooler holds all that, and that's what I do with three coolers.
Yeah.
And actually, I'm working on a, hopefully in the next few weeks, I will have a new cooler sponsor.
Oh, baby.
And, yes. And I'm talking about...
Oh, there's some good ones out there. I hope
no,
it's...
And it's not, yeah, it's not going to be, it's not going to be a Coleman either. I mean, it's, these boys are going to be bad. So can't wait to get that finalized and worked out. So we just keep working, keep promoting barbecue, keep doing our thing. We want to go to Tupelo. We're going to have a great time. Regardless of the outcome, we're going to have a great time. That's just what it is. And that's how
you roll.
That's how you do it.
I'm pumped for you, man. I know it's a big old cook for you. That's old Elvis's old hometown, right? That's where he's born at?
You got it. That's where the king was born.
That's right.
And I'm an Elvis fan. And that's not why my daughter's named Presley, but if you ever meet Presley, you can tell why she that's just Presley. I'm telling you, we got home from school. I had to get ready for the show. She goes out in the barn and gets her pony, hops up, straps on, and off in the woods she goes, you know.
Yep.
So she is all 100% Presley, no doubt. But I am an Elvis fan. I can't wait to get to Tupelo. I'd love to get some callers in here that's going. I know there's going to be a lot of great people. We do have another caller in queue. Let's get them queued in right here. Let's see. See if I can get this hammered in right here. Get them queued in. I think I'm going to have them queued in. Caller 931, you're live with us. 703, who have we got?
What's up, Chris?
What's happening? How are you doing this evening?
Shoot, man, I'm getting loaded right now.
You loaded? Are you ready?
Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm in the process of getting stuff set in the truck and placed in there where it needs to be and be ready to roll out tomorrow as soon as my meat gets here.
Man, I'm excited, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I'm excited about everything. Like I said, the meat was supposed to come in Monday. Now it's going to come in Thursday, and hope they get there by 12 o'clock because I really want to be in Tupelo, Mississippi by 4 tomorrow.
I'm telling you.
Find the police fire. Well, I like it. How about you?
It's going to be Friday morning early. We're going to roll in. I think we're going to be close in the vicinity is where you're going to be. So we'll have a good time. I know that's where all the action is going to be. We're going to be right there, and I finished up getting my meat today. I'm sorry?
I say, which spot you got?
Well, I talked to Leslie. I'm not really sure. I'm going to be right there in the vicinity across from you. Somewhere, you know where I was last year, I will be up from there just a little bit.
Yeah, I got moved out of my spot. I've been in spot 19 for the last 2 years. I got kicked out up there next to the railroad tracks this year. I'm up there in the top, number 6 now. But y'all come on by and see me. I'll be up there in number 6.
Well, Fraz, we will see you. I don't have a clue what number I'm at. I mean, so I won't know until I roll in and they say that's where we're going. But, you know, there's really not a bad spot. There's not a bad spot anywhere at that cook. I mean, it's all good.
Oh, yeah, well.
I can't wait. So your meat, you know for a fact, is coming in tomorrow, huh? You hope it is.
Oh yeah, it'll be here by hopefully noon, 11 o'clock tomorrow, and then that's the last thing I like, and I'm headed that way.
Well, I've got a full day of work tomorrow, so I know for a fact that I won't be leaving till Friday morning, and we'll be headed that way, and can't wait to get there and get set up, and we'll just have a big old time.
You might as well leave Friday night Thursday night when you get through packing. That way you can go ahead and get down there and be hanging out.
Well, the only problem is I got 4 more coming with me, so getting them all together, I don't know. We'll, I know Thursday night's the night to be there. I know it. But a lot going on. This big old boy's dragging because he's been wide open all week. Well, he wants to be secretive about that. Friday morning early sometime. Friday morning early, probably. I don't know what time. 5, 6, I don't know. I really don't.
What's he sensitive about?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just picking Eddie Bell.
He ain't backing out, is he?
Huh?
I said he ain't backing out, is he?
No, no. He's going to be back here at the same place he always is. And I don't know. You know, he had all them calls. He's been hot all last year. He's been on a roll. So we got to keep our eye out on for old Goob.
Yeah. Different ball game down there, though.
I know it. It's rough and tough, no doubt about it. But we're gonna get in there and have a big old time. We're gonna have a huge time. I can't wait. I'm excited. I really am excited about it. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing you. Matter of fact, I'm bringing some sauce for you to give Ed.
Uh-oh. You mean I gotta transport something back to Ed?
You do. You do. We've already discussed this on the show earlier, so. You've already been brought up earlier, and it's going to come back via Fraz. It's going to be special delivery by Fraz, I guess.
can I add anything to it between here and there?
There you go. Now, it's still what I give it to you. I can't do anything else with it now. Oh, mercy!
I heard that.
No, you're doing all the ancillary categories too, aren't you?
Yeah, planning on it.
I guess I am too. You know, we've got a packed house. It's going to be.
I don't know if shrimp made or not. I don't know if they still have the shrimp or not. It's just going to be the butts and the wings and the salsa.
They're going to have shrimp. They are.
Are they?
They are. Yeah, they are. As of last night, they're going to have shrimp.
What?
So we'll do, I guess we'll do all four of them. I was kind of hoping to get an extra pound or two where we could eat some, but that, she said no. I mean, we can't eat them yet, hopefully. I'll drop a couple of them, I guess. I'll probably have a couple of them fall on the ground. They can't have those, so I guess I'll have to have those. But the Tupelo show will be real good. We'll do a live broadcast Friday night, so you can be sure you're going to be involved in that. Yeah. We're gonna walk around and do it. I think they're gonna provide us with a golf cart. We might ride around the golf cart with it. So we'll have a big time. That's for sure.
I heard that.
But I got all my meat. I just got to get it all packed up. My pit's ready. Been working on it all week. Got my wood cut. Get it loaded up. Got my charcoal. I'm ready.
I'm taking a dump.
I did all my chicken prep this morning, and I got my brisket prep. I got two of the worst things out of the way.
Man, you're on the roll then. You're doing good.
Yeah, I hate doing chicken at a comp.
I know it. And if I'm smart, I might do mine tomorrow evening.
I decided that's one thing I'm going to do before every one of them this year is I'm definitely going to do chicken.
It's just so messy and takes so long. It is tough. So I might be smart and do that too tomorrow night. It really depends, but I'm going to work hard on doing it. But, yeah, we'll have it going. It's going to be good. It's going to be real good. Let's see. We've got let me see if I can get these callers queued in. We've got some more callers in queue. And one is Lance Moore's back in the house with us again. Lance, we'll get you in just a second. And we've got another caller in queue. 901 number. Let's see. This might be, I don't know. Just bear with us, guys. We'll get this board refreshed. We'll get you queued in. All right. Lance, we've got you queued in. You're back with us. Lance Moore, you back with us, brother.
I'm back, man. I'm back. I spent my $600
right. Sam's. Now I'm done. Welcome back. And we've got a new caller, 901-270. Who have we got with us? You're live with us.
Hey, what's going on, Chris? This is Shane.
Oh, Hey, Shane. Welcome to the show, man.
Oh, thank you, man. Been listening. Hadn't had a chance to call in.
Well, glad you called in. We had Adam on a little earlier. You know, Adam the man, he's got it. He's got his brisket down, I think.
I know it, man. He went all out this time. He ordered one of the Wagyu briskets, so we're going to see how it turns out.
Well, that's,
see,
you know,
worth,
you're step ahead.
See if it's worth the price.
You're step ahead. We got Fraz in the house with us tonight also. You know, he'll be right there at Tupelo with us. And we've got Lance Moore with us from West Texas Pitmasters, and Brent Moody right here from Tortoise Q out of Florida. So we've got some great guys with us. But, we're ready to.
I'm in for all the TBA members that's going to be down in Tupelo this weekend. I say we put up a $20 pot amongst us overall.
I think we need to do that.
Hey, yeah, that don't sound like a half bad idea.
I'm in it. Shane's in it. Shane's TBA. There you go, guys. We'll just get it all rolling. And
TBA, we put up a $20 pot. Whoever finishes the highest and overall gets the pot. How's that sound?
That sounds fine. We'll do that. I know there'll be several more. Ash Kickers out of Paris, they're going to be there. They're TBA members. You got Goob, he's a TBA member. Dwayne Byard, Smoking and Turning, they'll be there. They're TBA members. Paul Vienna, Spice is Right, he's a TBA member. Scott Casey, he's down. Tennessee Porkers, he's a TBA member. I'm all for it. We'll put a $20 bill in it.
Give us a little gold to shoot at.
Well, there you go. If we finish 50th and 55th and 58th, I mean, we're still going to get it.
Still might have a shot.
You got it.
Yep.
Well, I'm in. We'll just have to put that on. We'll put that on TBA website.
$20 pot goes out. TBA member wins wins GC at the extra 20 from everybody.
There you go. But we'll do that, and I'm excited about it. And Shane, when are y'all going down?
Man, we really wanted to pull out tomorrow night, but it's looking more like 5 in the morning, Friday morning. We're going to head on down.
What time is that?
It's about 3 hours, 3 hours and 15 minutes.
Okay.
It's a good little haul.
Right.
I heard that. 3.5 for me.
Yeah, it'll be about that for us, too. So we're excited about that. We're going to get there. It's going to be a big old time. We'll have a good time.
The spots out there, Shane, if I remember correctly, are first come, first serve, right? But you don't have an assigned spot. You just get assigned a spot when you show up.
Well, they've got them assigned this year. It seems like what I've been told, because I know I got my spot number the other night. Number 6 is where I'll be. And I think GQ out of Kentucky, he's going to be in number 7. But and that's all subject to change. It's happened. Somebody comes in there that's got a big camper or something that can't get in a spot they're assigned, and they may have to flip flop somebody. But
that's right.
It don't matter. As long as I got asphalt underneath me and I ain't sitting on the train tracks, so I'm good to go.
Yeah, there ain't a bad spot down there.
So,
no, there's really not. And once you get
making sure that I bring my bicycle again this year. That's for sure.
you can get around the crowd on that bicycle. You might be able to ride that bicycle to turn in.
No, I wouldn't trust. I mean, normally I don't do the turn-in walk. It's normally one of the girls. And I don't know if I'd let turn one of them loose with a box kind of right up there one-handed.
No,
too many hose lights in the way.
I won't be hitchhiking for Chris Chadwick every time he drives by.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he's got one in the cards, he better stop and pick a few of us up, hadn't he?
I know, right?
Well,
yeah.
Well, you know, I'm just told that that's going to have me a cart for a ride around a little bit. I just, because I've always wanted to ride around in the cart, you know, at a kickoff.
Yeah, I know. Get a little exercise. Walking's more part
sure,
of
I've had enough this week. I'm dragging. I'm
I
ready to go to bed right now, boys, but I can't. I've got to get barbecue stuff ready.
That would be it.
That's what it's all about.
Well, I've already been practicing. I've been staying up late and getting up early all this week just so that way I kind of get adapted to it, ready for the weekend. That time for that season starts right here. It's fixing to start a steamrolling event for us. I mean, we're going to have, it seems like it's either every week or every other week here in the next 2 months, we'll be going to one somewhere.
The Wind Tile and the Hog, what day is that on April?
That's the 16th, 15th. I'm looking at the calendar and see here. No, it'll be the 18th and 19th. I'm sorry.
Okay.
April 18th and 19th. Yep.
18th and 19th. Okay.
Yep. And the 29th is a TBA deal up there, right?
Up here, yes. Yes. You need to come up here. If you can, muster, get up here. I know it's 3 or 4 hours, but we're going to have a pretty good show. We're going to have a lot of things going on.
Mm-hmm. And the 5th and the Comic-Con.
No, it's going to be busy. The schedule is going to be busy. It's going to be here before you know it. It's going to be wide open. That's why I want to go and get my pit ready to go. And I was hoping Cody was going to volunteer us to Nolan's pit there for a minute. Shane, didn't you?
I know, man. And he needs to give it up.
Man, you know he ain't going to do that. He's all smoke.
I'm telling you. We need to get him in here, get him fired up. But yeah, he was in the chat room earlier. And I told him, I said, I know I'd be glad to, and I know Shane would be glad to. We haul around in Nolan's pit.
Yeah, with pride. That's a nice pit.
I still can't get away from doing that marine thing. I like a stick burner. I like working at it a little bit. I like playing with a fire and plug-in ovens that a lot of folks cook with. It's just hard to actually call barbecue, man, because you ain't get to play with a fire as much.
I know. And I'm old school, too, but I'm getting old, too, also. And I don't want to stay up all night, and I don't want to. But I got a fireman coming with me this time. He loves to play that fire, and he'll keep that fire all night long. So
that's a good thing when you get that pit rolling down there. You'll have something to put out.
You got it. You know the pit will it'll light the parking lot up and keep everybody warm, that's for sure.
Yeah, but if you're within 50 to 100 yards of you, you're staying warm. Roast marshmallows. It's like the sun come up down there. When the sun start coming up out of the west? Oh, it's just Chris down there in the pit.
Yeah. Well, you know, what can I say? What can I say? We like the fire. We like the fire, guys. We do.
Oh, having fun.
Well, I tell you what, we have run out of time, and I'm going to, get back to getting ready to go to Tupelo. I still got a lot of stuff to do.
I don't know if it's snowing or raining in my house.
Oh, don't even mention that.
I ain't lying. I just looked outside and it looks like it's snowing. All right, brother. We'll have safe travels down. We'll see y'all when we get there.
We'll see you all right, be careful. We'll see you soon. All right. Thank you, Fraz. Appreciate you calling in. Have a good night, brother. And Shane, you be careful. Y'all get how many guys are going to be with you this weekend?
We got 5 crew members heading down with us. We're gonna be short a couple. They had the previous engagement out of town, so
we've got
everybody, you know, everybody coming down, gonna cook a category and get these ancillaries knocked out. Hopefully, we'll have our name called last.
Well, you know, I wish us all a last call, you know. What category are you cooking this year?
I'm cooking on ribs.
Are you? You yeah. A rib man?
I suppose. I try to be.
I hear you.
So we'll do what we can. You know, we've been getting better every competition, so.
Well, I'll come down there and shake with you a little while and see what's going on.
Absolutely, man. Glad to have you.
I need some pointers. I sure do.
All right, man. Well, have a safe trip down there, and we look
you
forward
got
to
it.
Seeing you.
Yes, sir. You do the same, and we'll see you soon, okay? Appreciate you calling
right,
in tonight.
All
right.
No problem.
Have a good night.
See you later. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Blake, brother, looks like we've done it one more time. I'm sure glad you got to call in tonight and be a part. And we're just going to have a wonderful time this weekend. Wish you the very best time this weekend, whatever you're doing. Whatever you're cooking.
Yeah, we're cooking, big dog. We're cooking against 63 other damn teams.
Well, you know what? That means you're going to beat 62 of them. So you just got to go in. You just got to go into it like that, and it'll be all right. I promise you. Win, lose,
oh,
or
I got
draw, you're winning.
Oh, what's that?
Well, I was going to say, win, lose, or draw, you're a winner because you're there.
Hey, man, we're going to be like, this place is like right on the ocean, like a
really?
Beachfront park, and it's like chicken and ribs only, so it's like easy as hell. I'm telling you, man, all I got to do is impress six people.
Well, I hear you. But, you know, chicken and ribs are pretty tough.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying. They're pretty
oh, yeah.
tough. So just take your time and do it right and go the extra mile, pull the vein out of your cooking thighs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and
devein your thighs? Do you devein your thighs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah, you got to, man. That's you can cook some perfectly fine chicken, and it may be a little bloody because that damn vein, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it'll get you your ass.
Well, you know what you need to do there, don't you? Just soak it in a little salt vinegar water like you do wild game, and that'll draw all that out.
Yeah.
And that's a good backup. I mean,
okay.
That's just old school cooking, you know, salt, soap. Whether it's fishy fish, wild game, venison, you just use salt water and a little vinegar in there, a little apple cider or white vinegar, and that'll draw all that out of there. So,
okay.
Try it one of these days and see what you think. That's just old school cooking right there.
Yeah, that may be a good marinade right there.
Of course.
Yeah.
It does add a little flavor to it.
Oh, yeah.
Put a little sugar in it. If you put a little sugar in it, that's an injection. Salt, sugar, and water is an injection anyhow. You add your vinegar, it's going to pull it out. Makes a great shrimp boil also.
Right.
So
it pulls it.
If you've ever noticed, I tell you what, you put a little vinegar in your shrimp bowl and it'll pull the vein out of it.
Damn,
so,
I didn't notice that. I will, though.
There you go. Well, brother, I tell you what, if you want to give everybody a shout out, everybody else left before anybody shouted out anything, but you're more than welcome to. We're out of time. We're in record mode, but we've had a good show, and I'm glad you called in. I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate your support and your friendship. So anytime I do anything for you, if I can, just let me know, and I will.
I appreciate it, man. And shit, let's shout out our guest, old Fraz. You can find him on Facebook. Two Soft Support. Hey, man, they got more members than and damn Slipknot, but I'm sure
they're huge, Steve. You got it. And you know what? What's nice about Two Sauce to Pork is if you wanted to cook Memphis in May, you could fly in the Memphis airport. They have team members I think, for like $250. You can go cook with two Zoss of pork at Memphis in Maine. Be on there, you know, be a team member and cook. And I mean, you can't do that anywhere else.
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
I mean, it's an awesome deal just to get involved with all those guys. I'm telling you, they're great guys. I mean, they really are. That Adam, you know, Adam's called in many times. He's a great guy, and you've got Shane Greer right there. Great guy. Me and Shane and Cody Archie of Lula's Barbecue, we went on that big barbecue crawl in Memphis last year.
And I remember that. Time.
And,
oh yeah,
really ready to do it again. So, he's a great guy too. And that was the first time I'd ever met Shane. But he's a member of the Tennessee Barbecue Association, his team, and he's a great guy. So you know that's what it's all about. Barbecue is a great community, great people involved, and I'm a 110% supporter of it. I'm thankful to have the friends that I do in it, and it definitely is a part of my life. So we're just going to keep making it happen, keep letting the smoke roll for sure. We're going to kick a tire every day. We're going to light them fires this weekend. We're going to let the smoke roll, and Tupelo, Mississippi is where it's going to go down this weekend. Win, lose, or draw, we're going to have a big time.
Hell yeah. That shit. It'll be a lot of cool people we don't get to see very much, you know. It's a good time we'll be had, that's for sure.
That's for sure. That is for sure. Well, I tell you what, give everybody a shout out. I'm going to finish your winder up and get out of here and call in Friday night if you get a chance. We'll be live on the air. I don't know how long we'll get to talk, but you call in. I'll get you on for a few minutes.
Right on, brother. Yeah, we'll be beachside Jacksonville, Florida. Anybody want to find me, just look me up on my team, Tortoise Q, on Facebook. And just like Lance was on earlier, man, you want some badass rev, give old Lance a call. And you want some more badass rev, tell Chadwick to throw down and put his little rub together, man. He's got one. He just hadn't released that beast on the people, but it's coming.
I'm telling you.
Watch out, brother. Get the best smoke, and hey, let's agree to trim all that chicken before we get to the damn comp, because that ain't what I want to do Friday.
You got it. I know. I'm really ready. I'm thinking about that too. You said it right. You sure did.
Hell, for Thursday night, brother. Hey, call me. I'll be trimming chicken, and you do the same.
All right. You got it. Have a good night. All right, Blake. Take care of yourself, brother. All right. Thank you much. Well, all right, guys, we have had another episode of Let's Talk Smoke. We just let the smoke roll around here. We're talking barbecue. We've had some great people on tonight. It's just an honor and a pleasure to have everybody on that we've had on tonight. Phenomenal cooks across the nation have called in. We just talked barbecue. We talked competition. That's what it's all about. We just keep doing it, and that's what we're going to continue to do. Feel free to call in anytime. We do have a chat room. It's always open, and we have had several great people in the chat room tonight, too. I just appreciate all of you and appreciate all your participation, all your listening and calling in. So this is Chris Chadwick for Let's Talk Smoke. We are going to kick the tires and light the fires this weekend, and we're going to let the smoke roll. Y'all have a great evening, and we're going to go out, and we're going to get Hog Wild.
Well, I was born at a party in a barn, with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long, me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said, you're a destined child, they all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Everybody knows that we're hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Everybody joining in, listening in tonight. Be sure to check us out Friday night for a live show right there at Tupelo, Mississippi. This is Chris Chadwick for Let's Talk Smoke. We are letting the smoke roll, and y'all have a great night, and God bless.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.